Teaching students to think and to give a coherent voice to their thoughts through writing has been the passion of Tom Baker's entire career. For the past 3 decades, student writers at Andrews Academy have honed their skills and broadened their knowledge under his guidance. In addition to regular classroom instruction in English and German, Mr. Baker developed an exchange program with Seminar Schloss Bogenhofen in Austria. This program has encouraged language development and international understanding through travel tours and actual participation in another culture. Baker's school play, produced every other year in November, has set a standard of excellence in drama that the community eagerly anticipates. Virginia Nockreiner notes, Baker's humor, wit, pithy phrases, and unique insights into human nature have enlivened our hallways and faculty meetings. Alumni consistently look up Mr. Baker when they return to Andrews Academy. Tom Baker is truly a master teacher. Rebecca Wright, a fellow English teacher, provided this insight. As Mr. Baker has often been at pains to remind me, some men are born great, some men achieve greatness, and others have greatness thrust upon them. While those lines are in actuality attributable to Shakespeare, I have a sneaking suspicion that there may be a few Andrews Academy students who harbor the belief that he and Mr. Baker might have known each other personally. I have no doubt that had they been contemporaries, the bard would have plagiarized Baker shamelessly, for his is a wit of rare form. During the past 10 years, I have been granted a backstage pass, as it were, on Baker's one-man reformation show. Watching him guide, cajole, and occasionally threaten countless slack-jawed, glassy-eyed purveyors of mediocrity, also known as sophomores, through their own personal slough of despond, and into an actual education has been less like a lesson in patience and fortitude than like an entire graduate seminar in the stuff, with fewer potty breaks. For his commitment to excellence in teaching, and for the tenacity with which he continues to demand a modicum of intelligent thought from student and colleague alike, I salute him. For his friendship and kindly, often indulgent mentorship of me throughout the past 10 years, I am more grateful than he can ever possibly know. Congratulations, Mr. Baker, on 30 years of service to Andrews Academy.